SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Parts of the U.S. are getting a blast of winter weather from a powerful new storm.
A powerful winter storm moving northeast, bringing up to 3 feet of lake effect snow and up to 75 mile per hour winds to western New York and areas around Lake Erie in Michigan and Ohio. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell warns of blizzard conditions and treacherous travel.
This storm system, you could consider a bomb cyclone, considering it rapidly deepened.
Again, flights piling up at airports around the country. 2,000 delays and about 500 cancellations as of Monday morning, according to FlightAware. I'm Julie Walker.
Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire is on the agenda as President Trump hosts Israel's prime minister for talks in Florida this afternoon. Yesterday, the president met with Ukraine's leader to discuss a proposed peace plan with Russia. Iranian state TV claims Russia has launched several Iranian communications satellites into orbit.
A Russian rocket reportedly sent the satellites aloft Sunday from a launch pad in eastern Russia. The three satellites have a maximum expected lifespan of 5 years. This isn't the first time Russia has launched Iranian satellites, highlighting the strong bonds between the two countries. The United States says Iran satellite launches are in defiance of a UN Security Council resolution. Rich Thomason reporting.
Pending home sales in the U.S. surged in November to their highest level in 3 years. The National Association of Realtors says sales rose 3.3% last month, and that came after October sales that were revised upward. The numbers suggest improving affordability conditions for home buyers. Stocks are trading lower on Wall Street this afternoon. The Dow is off by about 200 points. This is SRN News. There's a new ranking of which states are the most giving. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the most wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are vowing not to be intimidated by rising anti-Semitism. Many are pointing to a speech by Eli Schlanger, an Australian rabbi who was killed in this month's Bondi Beach massacre. He urged his congregation to be more Jewish, act more Jewish, and appear more Jewish. And Rabbi Rick Jacobs of the Union for Reform Judaism says Jewish safety is dependent on civic affirmation. This is SRN News. Tech billionaire Elon Musk is slamming New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani for appointing a non-firefighter to lead the city's fire department. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The former White House advisor wrote in a post on the social platform X, which he controls, quote, "People will die because of this. Proven experience matters where lives are at stake." Despite White House opposition, Mamdani is set to take office in January and has appointed Lillian Bonsignor, a veteran emergency medical service leader, to lead the fire department of the city of New York. Bonsignor, who came out of retirement to accept the post, would be New York's first openly gay fire commissioner and the second woman to lead the department. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The head of Iran's central bank resigned today as protests erupted in Tehran and several other cities. The demonstrations took place after the country's currency plummeted to a new record low against the U.S. dollar. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.